Let's go to Michael now, who's in Clapham. Hello, Michael.
Hello, this is Michael in Clapham. Mr. Bloom, I wonder if I could repeat the question I asked you, which caused you to whack me over the head with the conference programme, as to why there weren't...
Can we establish this is Michael Crick in Clapham, then?
That's right. you whacked me over the head when I was asking why there weren't any black faces on the front of the UKIP programme. There are about 280 faces on the programme, and there were no black people there. It seems to me that was a perfectly legitimate question, and you describe yourself as a libertarian, and you then go ahead and whack me.
No, well, actually, Mike, I think you've got the chronology of the situation quite wrong. You asked me if there were any black faces on the programme. I suggest it was racist, and I closed the interview. You then chased me down the street, and that's when you got your whack over the head, dear boy. That's not initially. You got it for not giving up.
Can't tolerate questions.
No, I've 10 years of happy interviews as you hear. I'm doing them today perfectly happy, but I won't be hounded on the streets of my own city, dear boy. Don't do it again. There's a love.
Well, what's the answer to the question?
Well, I
and
believe
why is it racist?
I believe it to be racist to judge people by the colour of their skin. You clearly don't, as long as it's white and not black, instead of white.
You've just been at a meeting which was all about getting more women into politics.
So why didn't you ask me about women? Michael, why didn't you ask about women? Why did you suddenly start worrying about whose coloured face was black, white or yellow?
Clearly we're at a meeting which showed that you were concerned that certain groups in society are not represented properly in the ranks of UKIP and in politics generally. And you had a whole meeting all about women in politics, and isn't it a legitimate question to ask you about the number of black people in politics, particularly UKIP politics, which...
Well, we're just going to have to agree to differ on this, Michael, old son, aren't we? We don't agree, and there's the end of that.
And what about your behaviour? I mean, do you think it's right that a grown man, an elected politician, should go around whacking people on the head, describing them as racists, and then threatening, I believe, to shoot them?
Look, I'm an elected politician. You're nobody. You're nobody. You treat me with a bit more respect and you might get some respect back.
Michael, he's not a nobody, regardless of whether he's a journalist or not. And I realise we are the lowest of the low, below estate agents and bankers and the like these days. But it is a legitimate question. I mean, the 280 faces on a programme, and not a single one of them Asian or black. If I walk down the street and I bump into the first 280 people, I can guarantee you there'll be at least one face that isn't white.
Well, you must ask somebody representing UKIP, mustn't you? That's not me now.
Michael, can I ask you...
There were one or two Asians, but there weren't any black faces. And it's a problem for your party, isn't it? It indicates that your party doesn't have much support, or the party you used to belong to didn't have much support or doesn't have much support amongst Afro-Caribbean...
Welcome
communities.
To the Michael Crick Show, everybody, on LBC. The time is coming up to 3 o'clock.
Michael, I'm going to ask you a question since you've called in. Do you clean behind the fridge, Michael Crick?
Not very often.
No, we are established it.
I have been cleaning washing machines today, which is very like cleaning behind
the fridge. I don't think Godfrey approves of that. Men cleaning, is that allowed, Godfrey?
We've got something in common, Michael. We both got dirty behind the fridges.